I've always been someone that's like, everyone should have a voice and everyone should have a platform and an opinion. And now everyone has a platform and it's a mess. It's nasty. I think that we've been sold a really crap version of the internet. And I think we're all playing a game that we all kind of know that we're playing, that we all don't like. I don't know why we keep doing it. And all it does is like make these like billionaire men richer.
Ja, das ist so eine Sache mit dem Internet. Einerseits gibt es heute mehr Möglichkeiten als je zuvor, mit Leuten auf der ganzen Welt zu connecten und Communities zu bilden. Ist ja super wichtig. Andererseits denken manche Menschen echt, dass sie ihren Hass im Internet einfach so rausbrüllen könnten. Ihr habt es gerade gehört, Kate Nash, die verzweifelt da ganz schön dran. Als Person des öffentlichen Lebens bekommt sie da leider einiges ab. In ihrem Song My Bile singt sie aber ihren Frust jetzt nach draußen. Meine Galle heißt das übersetzt. Der ist drauf auf ihrem aktuellen Album Nine Sad Symphonies. Das ist auf der musikalischen Seite massiv inspiriert von Musical-Songs. In den letzten Folgen, da hat sie deswegen hier im Popfilter ihre Lieblingssongs aus Musicals, Filmen und Serien, wo eben gesungen wird, vorgestellt. Hört euch die Folgen gerne mal an, die packe ich euch in die Shownotes dieser Folge. Aber zum Schluss wollen wir dann doch nochmal hören, was sie aus dieser ganzen Inspiration aus den Musicals so macht. Kate Nash stellt in dieser Folge ihren Song My Bile vor. Also worum es genau geht, was Musicals und Ian Dury damit zu tun haben und wie der Song während der Pandemie entsteht. Da fällt dann zum Beispiel der Name Frederick. Damit meint sie ihren Produzenten Frederick Tai. So, damit wäre alles geklärt. Ich gebe noch ein letztes Mal ab an Kate Nash.
My Bile is, it's about, I think, being sick of expectations. The song, yeah, it's this kind of hyper, there's something like schoolyard about it, like in terms of like chanty. My bile is all I have to give, no smile, so take a picture. My bile. We were in the pandemic and it was a period of time where me and Frederick were actually able to be together. A lot of the recording we did separately, which was difficult and frustrating, but I'm quite interested in what different limitations can create. If there's like only certain options, like what does that kind of, is interesting to me as a creator. We were in LA, we were in a studio called Gold Digger Studio. You know, masked and then in separate rooms and stuff. So it was quite weird because I would just like stay in the vocal booth the whole time. And we would like talk through like headphones to each other, which was funny. This like string arrangement. I think we talk a lot about like energy and energetically what we want to create.
Everything, everything that I thought I had to be. Everyone, every person I thought I had to please. I'm leaving at the door. I don't want to be like that anymore because I've already explained, I've already argued. I don't have to be there, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to listen, I don't have to
understand. It almost feels like a scene in a musical that would be like, okay, they're getting ready for the ball or something. It's like dun 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 dun. Like, I love that sort of camp, like theatre energy. And so he just started working on this arrangement, and then I start working on lyrics, and he's kind of like building the sounds and I'm like hearing the sounds, and it was such an interesting way to work in that sense. Wanting to have like a choral kind of chanty chorus that in a way feels inspired to me by bands like Madness and, you know, like Baggy Trousers. And even like Ian Dury, Sex and Drugs and the Blockheads and stuff, like those kind of like almost, I remember singing them in like the school playground, you know.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed.
I thought a lot about Kate Bush as well in this album process of like, she makes some mad shit, which I just adore. She doesn't stick to any rules. She's been making weird songs for so long, and it's incredible. Like, so much of her music is just, it's so out there, but it's so loved. And I think that's what's so cool about it. It's really just hitting a limit with like commentary from other people about what you're supposed to be and saying like, I don't have anything left to give except bile. You know, when you're sick, this is disgusting, but it's what the song is about. When you're like throwing up and you're puking and then there's like nothing left in you and all you're doing is like just throwing up bile. That's how I kind of feel about like what's left of me to give to people, that like there's just so much commentary on everyone and like who we are now and what we're supposed to be and how perfect we're supposed to be, and it's just too much. But yeah, I just feel like there's just like, blah, you just can't take everything from someone.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will cut me quicker. You can't get there sooner than me, cause I am a killer. I ride my bike so fast, you know I ride it recklessly. I'm speeding blind round corners, hoping that the driver sees me. Need to test the dealer, dealing cars, but do they listen for all my lies?
I don't know what it was that triggered it. I think I just have been feeling this way a lot about parasocial relationships, social media, but also like sexism, misogyny, the way that women are treated, what people will write about me or say about me flippantly and not realize that like I'm a human. And like, I think people do that about everyone now. I don't think it's just me as a singer and a public person. There's so much commentary. It's like everyone needs to just shut up. These lyrics are kind of crazy, but I really like the lyrics. The priest, he taught me life isn't fair, then taught me a lesson. And the boy who woke me up by stroking me is just conditioned.
The priest, he told me life isn't fair, then taught me a lesson. And the boy who woke me up by stroking me is just conditioned. It's all I have to give. I'll take a picture.
Just like messages that you get as a young woman that like aren't really right and kind of can shape your world about how you get treated by men. But then also being like 30, I'm 37 now, but you know, 35 when I wrote the record or something. It's like in your 30s, you get this kind of wider context for why maybe some men behave the way they do as well. So they're also victim of it, even though they might make you a victim of something else. I'm Kate Nash, and you're listening to My Bile from my new album, Nine Sad Symphonies.
Everything, everything that I thought I had to be, everyone, every person I thought I had to please, I'm leaving at the door. I don't want to be like that anymore, because I've already explained, I've already argued. I don't have to be there, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to listen. I don't have to understand. My bile is all I have to give. My bile will take a picture.
Even that's much longer than this.
My bile is all I have to give.
My bile,
Daisy accent.
Would you ever mind your business?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will cut me quicker. You can't get there sooner than me, cause I am a killer. I ride my bike so fast, you know I ride it recklessly. I'm speeding blind round corners, hoping that the driver sees me. Need to test the dealer, dealing cars, but do they listen? For all my lies and mistakes, wasted time, am I forgiven? The priest, he told me life isn't fair, then taught me a lesson. And the boy who woke me up by stricken me is just conditioned.
I never dreamed I'd be like this.
whatever I find there. Everything, everything that I thought I had to be. Everyone, every person I thought I had to please. I'm leaving at the door. I don't wanna be like that anymore. Cause I've already explained, I've already argued. I don't have to be there, I don't have to tell you. I don't have to listen, I don't have to understand.
My Bile von Kate Nashs neuem Album Nine Sad Symphonies. Diese Woche hat sie den Popfilter übernommen und hat neben ihren eigenen Songs, wie gerade eben, vor allem ihre Lieblings-Musical-Songs vorgestellt. Ein schöner Mix war das, von Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory über Moana zu The Wizard of Oz. Ich fand's eine richtig schön magische Reise mit ihr tatsächlich. Wenn ihr die Folgen mit Kate Nash nachhören wollt, dann geht das jederzeit und eigentlich auch überall. Ich verlinke sie euch in den Shownotes dieser Folge. Und auf www.detektor.fm gibt's noch mehr Infos zu jeder Folge. Ab morgen steht dann wieder das ganz normale, reguläre Popfilter-Programm an. Jeden Tag gibt's hier nämlich einen Songtipp von uns. Wir erzählen euch die Geschichten hinter Songs, oft auch aktuelle Releases, zum Beispiel morgen. Wir haben die Berliner Sängerin und Produzentin Maribu zu ihrem neuen Song 8 Uhr gefragt. Der ist ganz frisch draußen. Abonniert den Popfilter doch gern, falls ihr das noch nicht getan habt und das nicht verpassen wollt. Ansonsten nochmal ein ganz großes Danke an Kate Nash und danke an euch fürs Zuhören. Mein Name ist Marianta. Tschüss und bis morgen.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.